This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Mayor of Gloucester, Greg Verga. Mr. Mayor, welcome back.
Hello, Rick. How are you today?
Doing very well, and as we record this on a Tuesday, it's called Giving Tuesday. Have I heard of that before? Have we had that before?
It sounds familiar to me.
Really?
We should all be giving.
Okay. But I know there's Freaky Friday, and then there's Manic Monday, and now there's Giving Tuesday, so glad to hear it. Well, Mr. Mayor, we're coming toward the end of the year. And that means in December there's a lot of good stuff going on throughout the region. And maybe you could touch on what you see from your perch that's going on in Gloucester.
All right. Well, one that's pretty important in happening tonight, there's a virtual public information meeting regarding the reconstruction of the cut bridge that'll be given by Mass DOT. So if they go to the city Facebook page, there should be a link there to get the link to join in on the event. So it's tonight, Tuesday the 2nd at 6, running to 7:30. And they, you know, we had a little preview of it yesterday, and the folks from DOT said there will be some Q&A at the end. So people can get a chance to take a look at the new design for the bridge. Construction's not set to start until 2028, but it's going to be noticeably different, and but it still will be a cut, and there will be a bypass bridge temporarily put in place that will also have a cut. So that's a good thing, because when we originally met with them well over a year ago or a couple of years ago, DOT wasn't even considering a bypass bridge, which would have been terrible. It would have cut off the island for, you know, 2 years. So that's something to check out. Another one we announced a few days ago was free parking on Main Street, just Main Street, from Thanksgiving till the last day of the year, New Year's Eve. So you get 2 hours of free parking, but we are going to strictly enforce the two-hour limit. So that means people still need to use the kiosk or the app to start their session. But instead of 20 minutes free, it's now 2 hours free. That's hopefully will give a little boost to the businesses downtown. The tree lighting that was supposed to happen on the 30th on Sunday, because the rain was postponed, so that'll start on take place on next Sunday, the 7th. So it begins at the parade at 3 o'clock, and followed by the tree lighting up at Kent Circle at around 4 o'clock, and then of course ladies' nights on the 4th, men's nights on the 11th. You know, events downtown, Middle Street Walk on the 13th, and later that evening will be the Lobster Trap tree lighting down at Solomon Jacobs Park near the Harbor Master's office at 4:30. The Lobster Trap menorah will be on the 16th at 6 at the Temple on Middle Street. And that's it. A lot of stores downtown are going to be opening, staying open late on the 18th as well, so until 9 o'clock or something. So that's some of the exciting stuff that's going on between now and the end of the year, and hopefully people will get out and enjoy some of the festivities and help support our local businesses.
It is. It's a great time, and I'm glad you brought all that stuff up. I'm glad it's all happening again. Hopefully we'll have some good weather. Excuse me. I do have a question. Yesterday I was on Main Street, and I went to three different kiosks. None of them was working in that it not only, you know, I know that it won't take the credit card now because of the free parking, but these didn't even turn on. What suggestion do you have or advice do you have, Mr. Mayor, when this happens? Because I've run into tourists and people who occasionally have a kiosk that's not working, and I've just advised, well, you know, go across the street and plug into that one. But what happens when you have two or three on the same area? What do you advise people to do?
Well, if they're a local, they should call, stop into City Hall. Just let my office know, and then we can address it. If they have a chance to get online and go to the C-Click Fix system, DPW will take care of it. We do have a DPW employee who one of his main functions is to monitor those, you know, in addition to collecting the coins, you know, making sure that the receipt paper is full and that the machines are operational. And, you know, I've said from the beginning, these things were lemons when they were bought by the city before I took office. And we spent the last 4 years trying to do workarounds to get them to work. But the city invested a lot of money before I got here. We still have a few years of payments left on these. And the bright side is the company Flowbird, which does the software and the hardware for those kiosks, has been bought out by another company. And we've been in conversation with them since last summer to see if we can get some upgrades to the machinery here. Maybe it's just opening up, taking all the guts out and replacing it. But new software might help too. It might also be helpful to have software that aligns with what the other communities have. So instead of everybody having five or six apps on their phone, they could have maybe just three or four.
Okay. All right. Good advice. All right, Mr. Mayor, we're coming toward the end of your term. I wonder if you might want to take a reflection on, take a look at some of the things that you've experienced over the last 4 years and perhaps, you know, a few of the things that you are most proud of.
Sure. Well, I can start by saying I've enjoyed the almost four years that I've been here. And we, because it's a collective we, have done a lot of good work that I'm very proud of. And one thing we did that was a new way of thinking is we were able to accomplish these things by minimizing how much money came out of the taxpayers' pockets. You know, we did a lot of work thanks to the ARPA funds that were in place when I came into office, you know, doing the putting $1.3 million into the Legion building, which had been just basically disintegrating over the last 15 or 20 years. We were able to complete the project at Green Street Park, not just moving the softball field, which was part of the arrangement when the new school was built at Webster Street, but also putting in a walking path, upgrading the two parking areas, access now from Gloucester Crossing. You know, and again, a lot of that was through the ARPA funds. We did a lot of work up at Stage 4 Park, up the Cannons project, the Cannon area behind Tablet Rock, again, ARPA funds. The pathway from the Cannons down to Stage 4 was part of that. And I think the one thing I'm most proud of is the Vietnam Memorial that was moved from Gloucester High to near the tennis courts on the boulevard. You know, it was when I first took office, there were a couple of factions of veterans, some who wanted it moved in the way it turned out to be, and some who had other ideas. And I brought them together in my first few months in office and, you know, got everybody on the same page, and the project is now in place and a great place of reflection for our veterans and others. So those are some of the projects we paid for through ARPA. Of course, the library was funded and continues to be funded through donations and grants. That's a project that would not have gotten off the ground otherwise. You know, about a decade or so ago, there was an attempt to do a debt exclusion for a new library, and that just failed miserably. So we've got a state-of-the-art expanded library, which is really great. The police station courthouse project was one that was, again, for decades ignored, deferred maintenance. And when I came into office, the project was on the planning stage, and I asked if the state was going to help pay for the project, and the answer from my team was they didn't know. So I put the brakes on the project and said, well, if the courts are going to be here, the courts are going to have to pay or commit to stay, and we got them to do both. They have committed to a 30-year lease, and their former lease of $1 a year is now $5.3 million over the next 30 years. So, you know, we were able to get that project completed on time, and it's a much better building for our employees and for people visiting. And keeping the courthouse in Gloucester was key because, you know, we have a vulnerable population, and if they had to travel to Peabody, it might have really created problems for many of them. So those are just some of the major projects that we're able to get done, and again, without having to borrow a lot of money to do it. And of course, the big one, which isn't underway yet, but I'm pretty proud that we did proceed with the upgrade to the water, the wastewater treatment plant, that we've been under a consent decree years, decades, and the city just took no action to move and get that project done. So we now have the agreement with the federal government and the state, and we've got a loan in place through the state, very low interest loan with a portion of it, the principal forgivable. But it is going to be a very expensive project that will raise people's sewer rates and possibly their residential and commercial tax rate. But it's a project that should have been done at least 20 or 30 years ago. And I just did not want to leave this for a mayor down the road when this $200 million project would be a $400 million project. So, you know, that's I guess, the legacy that I think I'll be proud of is, you know, we tackled projects that had been ignored, and we weren't afraid of the political consequences. It's stuff that should have been done, and now it is.
You know, it sounds like you're ready for a vacation with all that you've accomplished. So, any vacations on the horizon?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to Florida on the 10th for a week just to get away to some warm mm-hmm. weather and sort of decompress.
Absolutely.
But there's one more thing I have a handwritten note I forgot to mention about an event coming up on December 27th at the Cut on Main Street. It's a Battle of the Bands alumni, and it'll be to benefit the 4th through 8th grade band programs at the Gloucester Public Schools. And 5:30 to 7:30, and the one thing to keep in mind, there's a band called Moonraker that's playing, and that's the band I was in about 5 or 10 years ago, and we got back together just so we can do this show to help raise money for the schools. So we'll be on the stage at the Cut on 12/27.
Looking forward to that. I was going to ask you about your musical endeavors if that were to resume. That's great. Mr. Mayor, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I just wanted to thank people for everything they've done. Supporting me and my administration over the last 4 years. And, I will say I think the city's in good hands with the mayor-elect, Paul Lundberg. I've been working very closely with Paul and Jack Clark, who's heading up his transition, since the election, and bringing him into meetings, live meetings or virtual meetings, so he's not surprised when he steps into the office. So I want to make sure that he's ready to go and can hit the ground running, because I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be living in Gloucester. So I want to, his success is going to really have a positive impact on all of our success.
I really appreciate your taking the time, Mayor Verger, over the last 4 years to inform us and also to do these interviews monthly and keep people up to date. I know it takes time and coordination, and I also appreciate what your office staff has been done. They've been very nice to us at MSO, so I thank you for that. And I wish you nothing but the best, Greg. Be well.
Thank you so much, Rick. You have a great day and a great holiday.
All right. We'll be talking again soon. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Take
Bye.
Care. That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verger with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.